This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Next day delivery is the new normal, almost a requirement by the consuming public. But it's not without some costs, especially in what's called the last mile. Neighborhood streets crowded with trucks, lots of traffic, exhaust, and pollution, all to drop off one package. So some cities are testing a new way of doing things. Tracy Lindemann wrote about it for The Guardian. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So the last mile is, as I said, the heart of this problem. There is at least one answer, right?
One of the solutions that a lot of cities are looking to adopt is to kind of move some of the distribution into the city. So currently, usually what happens right now is that a lot of distribution centers are on the outside of the city, in the suburbs, in the outskirts, some big warehouse type depot where trucks go in and then all those trucks come into the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the distribution's way out there. What these people are trying to do is bring some miniature distribution centers into the city and then using bikes instead of trucks to distribute the packages throughout the city.
And that does what? It cuts down on cost, also cuts down, I imagine, on emissions, and you don't have all these trucks clogging traffic, right?
Yeah, exactly. Cities are looking at this solution partly as a way to get trucks out of the city because, yes, they are a big source of emissions, for sure, but they also cause a lot of traffic problems. They're dangerous for cyclists. Places like in New York City, for example, or even in concentrated parts of Los Angeles, you can really see the dramatic effect that these trucks have.
Okay, so let me put on my consumer hat here and say, yay, saving emissions and time and money, but am I going to get my packages when I want my packages, which is right now?
Yeah, well, that requires a bit of a shift in the way that people think, right? Like, yeah, you know, you might need your medication right now, but do you really need a 2-pound bag of almonds right now? Like, do you need that book that's just going to sit on your table for 2 weeks before you even touch it? So that's kind of the thing. Like, we're conditioned now to believe that we need it immediately, but what do we really immediately need is kind of the bigger question.
Is it a whole new workforce, or are they taking what would have been the delivery truck drivers and retraining them to ride bikes, I guess?
I think that it depends on the city and it depends on the company too. So the company that I spoke with in Montreal, what they were doing with their pilot project is that they used a guy who used to be a delivery driver in a truck, and now he's driving this bike. But of course, he's not like, it's not just his pure effort powering the bike. It's an electric assist bike. So he isn't solely responsible for carrying around 400 pounds of cargo with him.
Right. Pilot program in Montreal, are we going to see anything in the States, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think New York is looking at kind of doing something similar. I know a lot of cities are thinking about cargo bikes. A lot of technology companies are thinking about drones. I don't think drones are necessarily a great idea because they just recreate the same problem, but in the sky. The bike model is ideal, I think, in most congested cities.
Yeah. Did you ride along, as it were, with any of these folks?
No, but I did try the bike.
And?
It was hard. It was actually, like, I'm sure I could get the hang of it, but the first couple minutes were pretty terrifying. I was afraid of making left turns.
Yeah. Or right turns, for that matter, right? I mean, anything with a cargo thing on the back.
Yeah, I just didn't want to tip over.
Tracy Lindemann writing in The Guardian the other day about delivery bikes coming soon, maybe to a city near you. Tracy, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.